Time to check in with Paul Nolte, Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. I'm reading about Cyber Monday spending. The analysts had predicted record spending, and then I see where retail sales have been disappointing. What's the story?
Well, there's been a little bit of a shift to online. You may have heard of online shopping. It's a thing now, and we've moved away from a lot of the brick and mortar. And so retail sales in general are up. They're up about 3.5% or so. But when you look at inflation running at roughly 3%, that doesn't mean that there's been a ton of new buying of stuff. You're paying for higher prices, not necessarily more goods. But overall, coming into the holiday season, spending's not bad. You know, again, most of it is higher prices, but not bad spending.
Over the past year, retail sales have generally outpaced inflation, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And that's one of the reasons why we've looked at retail sales compared to inflation to determine the health of the consumer. And for all of this year, retail sales have been anywhere between 1%, 1.5% above the rate of inflation, which means people are spending more on stuff, not necessarily just paying for the higher prices. So that's one of the things that we keep an eye on. We will be looking at coming into the holiday season. And certainly inflation plays a role in that. We get Friday, the Fed's favorite PCE indicator, personal consumption expenditures indicator, for inflation. But we're also looking at the consumer prices, which won't be out now for another week or two.
So economic reports will be coming out on their normal schedule again starting when? January?
We hope January. We think that we're going to get everything pretty well cleaned up in the month of December, playing a little bit of catch up here. So we think in January you're going to start to see data on a regular schedule, and we can then assess how good the Christmas season is or was at that point, and then take a look into what the Fed comments will be coming out of their meeting next week. Again, kind of determining where monetary policy should be going in 2026.
And you think they're going to cut rates, right?
Well, yeah. I don't think they should cut rates. They probably will. They do not disappoint the markets. The markets have gone from 30% chance of cutting rates. Now they're over 80, 90% chance that they will cut rates next week. The Fed has historically guided the market to wherever they think they should be going. It's unusual for the Fed, at least over the last 30 years or so, to disappoint the market. So they have done a pretty good job of guiding investors to where they think they should be. And right now they are guiding them to another interest rate cut. Whether that should happen, that's an open debate and a pretty heated debate at this point as well.
Job layoffs have been in the headlines, but as you point out in your newsletter, hiring rarely gets publicity.
Yeah, nobody talks about hiring, but when you take a look at the underlying data, the weekly jobless claims, and you know, even when you take a look at some of the broader market or broader economic indicators, the non-farm payroll numbers, et cetera, we're not seeing the huge tick up in net jobs lost. So if there's a lot of job announcements or job cuts, that has to be offset by job gains in order for us to be in a neutral position. And that's kind of what we've been at all year. We've kind of been in a stagnant situation where job gains are relatively small, job layoffs relatively small, and why we've seen a pretty stable unemployment rate. It's ticked up a little bit, but certainly from a historical perspective, we're still pretty low on the unemployment side.
Nice that the price of gas has stayed relatively low, steady anyway. You think it's going to stay that way?
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about, I've seen some articles recently, they're talking about an oil glut. So we're seeing production pick up dramatically around the world, and we're seeing a lot of oil coming onto the market. The price has been coming down. West Texas Intermediate is 60 or so, and we think somewhere between 70 and 80 is probably where it should be for profitability. We're sitting way below that. So we'll see if OPEC decides to cut production. But to this point, there's been really no cuts in production, and we've seen a lot of oil coming onto the market, and we could see energy prices come down even further between now and, you know, maybe even Memorial Day if the situation doesn't change.
But I know you feel that the market gains could be harder to come by in the months ahead, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, a lot of that is because of the run that we've had in technology. We've had, this is the third year now that we've had really very good gains in the equity market, 20% gains in the last 2 years. And this, we're sitting at about a 15, 16% gain this year. That's unusual, and you normally will see the market take a breather, even if it's for, you know, 6 to 9 months or so. Again, we've been anticipating a correction for a long time, but anytime that we get a little bit of a decline in the market, investors are buying the dip, and we push stocks back up again, and we saw that last week going into Thanksgiving.
So that's still your motto, huh? Buy the dip.
Buy the dip. It's always welcome at most parties.
And Italian beef stands, dipped, hot, and sweet. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvestre. Appreciate it as always. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon.